Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early in the morning.
It's a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, the week may be almost over, but the BS and garbage at the state legislature, all the city councils, the commissions, and the federal government continues. It just doesn't stop. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should taxpayers foot the bill for gender reassignment surgery for military personnel? If you're answering no, too late. It's already in one of Biden's executive orders. Yes. Aren't you proud? Hey, for all you leftists out there, are you happy with your vote? For all you Trump-hating Republicans, are you happy with your vote? Because you didn't like him? Well, here we go. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada be allowed to ban mascots' names because they're offensive? 5% said yes. 95% said, what the hell? No. So with today's question of the gender reassignment surgery, what's next? Women in the military getting boob jobs? I stole that line from a listener. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But I wanted to share this text with you because this is quite interesting. The problem is not about sex reassignment surgery for military. The problem is that anything that happens to you while in the military ends up getting tied to military disability. They'll get a check and free medical for life for something they made the choice to do, unlike the real wounded soldiers that use the VA that didn't choose their disability. Thank you so much for sending me that. That's very important. And you might remember how things have changed because this came in from Neil. Monica, as a young Marine in the 80s, when sitting in a dental chair on bay, I inquired about getting braces. I was told that my teeth were not bad enough and that it would be elective. I would have to pay for it on my own. No, we should not pay for gender reassignment. We shouldn't, as taxpayers, for any military or other American citizen or illegal, be paying for abortions, be paying for... gender reassignment surgery. We'll just put it that way. Removing things from one's body. But this is how your government is working. This is why it is too big and it needs to be brought back down to where our founding fathers wanted it to be and thought it should be. Really, you start going through this stuff as much as I do, and it will make you sick if it hasn't already. It's disgusting. Let's go to the talk and text lines and see how you feel today on the Monica J. Show. It's Bob. It's the Bob and Monica
morning,
Show.
Monica.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me put my wrench down. I'm working in my garage. Okay. Number one, I want to thank you. I cannot thank you enough for letting us know about that seminar last Saturday. In my almost 80 years, I have attended over hundreds, I'm sure, of seminars, some of which I put on myself. And that particular one was the most informative, the most researched, and probably the most important one I've ever attended. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Number two, I have a suggestion or some suggestions that might help you in your campaign. I want to do it off air, of course. How is a good way to get a hold of you to make an appointment with you at your office for about a half an hour? Okay.
Actually, you can
how
go.
How do I do that?
You can go to the campaign website at MonicaJForCongress.com, and in the contact section, just fill that out, and we'll get back to you, and we'll sit down and talk.
Well, I'm not that great. I didn't grow up with, these video games and crap like that, okay? So I'd rather just have a phone call. I can call your secretary or whoever schedules you and do it that way, if that's okay with you.
Okay, about tell you what, Bob, because you had such a great point about the seminar that was put on last Saturday through Joey Gilbert and the real medical experts on how we shouldn't be locked down and getting vaccines and all that garbage. You stay on the line and talk to my producer, give him your phone number, and I will just call you. How about
Perfect.
That? All right.
That'd
Thank you, Bob. Hang on the line, and Dan will be back with you to get your phone number, and I'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
All right. Let's check in with Paula this morning. Paula, what's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. Thank you for being there, except for you make me late every day because I never leave the house till after 12 o'clock noon. And I know I can go to this. I know I can podcast, but I don't, so that's why I just stay home. So I'm late all the time. Okay. Go to YouTube. You could get a device because you don't need me to explain this. So because you can read it so fast, and then go to YouTube and just put in these four words. The whole word Nevada, and then Dem, D-E-M, party quits.
Oh yeah, I have the article on that. I was going to. That's one of my things to talk about. I think that's hysterical.
I should have known that, but I mean, that's like when you say, like, you know, call our senators. It's like we're doomed. Okay, I mean, we're not doomed because we're just going to have to rise up. But
yeah.
I did hear suggested though that then the Democratic Party might split, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well,
so, but I can't believe that.
It would actually be really good because, you know, if Trump gets people to finally push the rhinos out of the Republican Party, and if the Democrats split
and, yes, perfect.
You know, the progressive side and then, you know, just the regular Democrats, that would be awesome because then real Americans would hear their voices heard because we way outnumber those two parties.
Well, it's going to have to happen one way or another. Hope, you know, it'd be nice if it wasn't bloody, you know? But there's to the point where I'm not going. I mean, there are many of us who are not ever going to just lay down for it. We just aren't. But anyways, just, I mean, this state is so dirty. This state is so rigged.
It really is, Paula. It's the states that it boils down to, because I don't know if you've heard this or not yet. This is an article I found out of the New American that people should be concerned about, because the Hawaii state legislature is actually considering a bill right now to implement the United Nations Totalitarian Agenda 2030.
Oh, well,
and they want to put it into state law.
Oh my, we're not surprised. And just on the light side, now we have to pay the prisoners minimum wage. That's in our state legislature now. I'm seeing it on the local news. Mm-hmm. So they get minimum wage and room and board and meals and transportation and wardrobe. And I still have to try to live on minimum wage.
And family puts money on their books for them and sends them food and goodies.
And they get dental and they get medical.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might
and
just
go out
and rob a
bank. And they get gender reassignment surgery.
Oh, I don't want that part, but I can go for the free removal part. No, I don't want anything free. Free is icky. All right. I love you, darling. Thank you for everything.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for being on the program.
We're going to have to hook up one of these days because I just got you just claim you just said your website for your congressional run. So
yeah.
I will contact you through that. I went to the get together down at Code Coffee the other day. Couldn't get in. You know, hey, job well done. Just get a bigger room next time.
Well,
okay?
we're gonna be out at the state capitol again this Saturday, and I will be one of the guest speakers starting at 12 o'clock with Nevada Grassroots Patriots. So if you're not doing anything on Saturday, I believe it's going to go like 10 to 3. Speakers starting up at noon will be in front of the state capitol and the legislature once again.
I'll sure try. You know, a little bit on the weather. You know, I'm crippled, so I have to, I can only stand for so long and stuff, which is real disappointing. But anyway, we'll see. And, but I'm love you, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Thank
okay?
you, Paula. Love you, too. All right. Yes, I hope I see more people out there on Saturday because this is what has to happen. You have to be at that legislative building, even if you can't get in. Bring pots and pans. Bring like they are doing for the commission meetings. And just bang on them during the week so they know you're out there. Who knows if they're in there on the weekends? I'm going to cut this a little bit early. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about a meeting I was at last night and how it almost feels like 1774 and 1773 all over again in what the founding fathers had to go through. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Queen Elizabeth got two new corgis. She also picked up a new lap dog. His name is Piers. A California law would ban boys and girls sections at department stores. Reached for comment, JCPenney customers were non-existent. JWoww from Jersey Shore is engaged. If you'd like to send a gift, the couple is registered at the Atlantic City Free Clinic. And today is World Plumbing Day. Plumbers, we salute you. This is not headline news.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And Julia, I am sending you a response to your email. So you'll get your message in just a few minutes. Trying to do a show here. So let's get to this. This is pretty scary because the CCP is, and if you don't know who that is, it's the Chinese Communist Party, is pushing the World Health Organization for control of vaccination passports worldwide. They want control over them worldwide. Now, doesn't that just seem a little fishy to you? Of why another country would want control over this? Have you not woken up yet? I keep hearing this term thrown around, woke, woke, they're woke. No, these people don't know what woke is. Last night, I attended a meeting of a group of patriots, a group of people who love this country and are standing up for what is right. And are trying to get more people to stand up for what is right. To get rid of this election fraud that is widespread throughout the state of Nevada and widespread throughout this country. Until we get rid of Dominion voting, we're not going to have a fair election. Until we get rid of the garbage of mail-in ballots, we're not going to have a fair election. So that pretty much screws me in the future. But you know what? I felt like we were doing something. Because as I gave a presentation along with Annie Black and Janine Hansen to about 30 people, something dawned on me that this is just how the founding fathers did it. They were meeting in rooms behind businesses. That's exactly where we were meeting. They were meeting in bars, called them pubs back then. And they were talking. They weren't talking as a Democrat party, as a Republican party, as an independent party, a Green party. They were talking as Americans and what they wanted the future of this country to be. Away from the rule of a monarchy of tyrants, totalitarianism. They were meeting behind closed doors. And I felt that that is exactly what we were doing last night. When you start showing up at these rallies, you start talking to people. And you find out that there are different organizations out there of Americans coming together. Not political parties. Americans. And finding out what they can do to make the changes that need to be done right now. And I would like to let every rhino, every Republican in name only out there who is sitting in office, that these Americans, they're coming for your seat. They are starting to run for office. They are throwing their names out. The primary is the most important election that we are going to have. And we need to make sure that it is fair and that it is honest. I'll have a special guest on with me tomorrow about the 90,000 bad ballot mailings here in Nevada. Tomorrow from the National Legal Center. But let me tell you, that really gave me hope last night. It was a beautiful sight to see what people outside of political parties are doing to make this a better place, not only now, but for in the future. Because future generations are not going to know what freedom is all about. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. You want to leave a better planet for the future generations? Start by leaving them a better government. A government of we the people. Not globalism. Not the ultimate tyrannical takeover by the elite. I've been telling you for years about Agenda 2030, about Agenda 21, about what the UN is doing, about what the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the big money, the families, the Assures. Name you probably haven't heard. Bigger than the Rothschilds. It's where the money is really at, the control of this world. And thank you to Hawaii for now bringing it out into the open that they've even put it in a Senate bill. It's Senate Bill SB 694. In Hawaii, going on right now. Why? Well, and just so you know, it unanimously passed on March 9th. Now it's been sent to the House. In pursuit of the state's sustainability goals, and notwithstanding any law to the contrary, all state agencies, to the extent practicable, shall take action to assist the state in achieving the following sustainable development goals and indicators by 2030, unless otherwise indicated. Sustainable development goals. Thank you, Bill Gates and UN Agenda 2030. Even Democrats were screaming about Agenda 2030 10 years ago, because there are actually Democrats who are against this. They haven't bought into the whole idea of globalism. And it's not just Democrats, because one of the biggest globalists out there and families are the Bushes. So thank goodness Jeb Bush never got into office, at least into the presidency. Trump spent 4 years trying to wake people up to this. And he did. He did his job extraordinarily, because people are coming together in back rooms and in bars and restaurants, and they're getting the truth out. Why do you think we've all been on lockdown? Why do you think we're all still on lockdown? Why do you think they want vaccination passports to track your every movement? I hope you start thinking about it seriously, because very shortly it's going to be too late. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. I got to address one thing quickly because, well, I just want to talk about this on the air. What can I say? Of course, you've probably already heard that Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion relief bill. Ask yourself, relief for who? Because, well, only 9% of that money goes to any form of COVID relief. All of the rest is for bailing out pensions, bailing out failed cities that were already in debt, bailing out the arts and humanities, because all these museums and the Kennedy Center and all that good stuff has been shut down. So they need their big salaries paid, and they don't want to go through the payroll protection plan. So they just get their buddies in Washington, D.C. to foot the bill. That's you and me. There's nobody in Washington, D.C. spending their own money. They're spending our money. So, just so you know, in that COVID relief package, there is 3.5, not million, billion dollars earmarked for Bill Gates' global fund for vaccinations. Do you remember when all of the press came out about how generous Bill Gates is? Because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated $100 million?
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on here. It's paybacks. It's fancy money laundering. Because they can't just come out and give this money to people. They have to slap a shiny name on it that says COVID relief package, COVID relief bill. Well, let me tell you, do the math. Look at the things that are actually in the bill. One of the things is that the bailout prohibits states from cutting taxes. Well, that's interesting. The measure could make it illegal for states to create new tax credit programs, such as those used for expanding school choice, which is one of the things that the Democrats hate the most. No, you have to keep sending your kids to failed schools. Speaking of schools, y'all seem to really dislike Washoe County School District. But you never have anyone on the show to give Washoe County School District's perspective. Is there a reason why not? As a Washoe County School District teacher and future Washoe County School District parent, I think you all might be missing a big part of the picture and spreading falsehoods to your listeners. I'm sure someone from the Washoe County School District would love to come on the show and correct some misconceptions. I also have concern as to why Trustee Church hasn't been to visit all of the schools in his jurisdictions as of yet. He's been in office since early January and has yet to visit my school. Perhaps there is a genuine reason. I do wish him the best. I just think trustees need to be in the schools to see what's going on. No? Thank you, Julia Rogers. Well, thank you so much for your text or your email, Julia. Because let me tell you, I've had many people from the Washoe County School District on the air. Teachers. But I cannot say that they are teachers from the Washoe County School District because they ask me not to because of retaliation. I have had retired teachers on. I have had parents on. I have had trustees on, not just Jeff, but even the ones that I had on before that got elected. They haven't called in. The phone line is 884-9910, Julia. Anybody and everybody has the ability to call that number between 10 and noon every weekday. I'm a little busy booking bigwigs like Dr. Shiva and people who are trying to get the school districts open full capacity and doing what they should be doing. Teaching children, even though what they teach right now is propaganda. Anybody's welcome to call in. Dispute it. Give their own opinions. Tell me what's going on. But they don't. All I get are the teachers who are afraid for their jobs when they keep pointing out all of the bad things that are happening. I get the parents who are calling in saying, why is this happening? Julia, if you are happy with the education that your future child or your child is going to get from the Washoe County School District on sex education, on race, on changing and denying the history of this country, then so be it. That's your choice. But other parents should have an actual choice. They should have the ability to easily change schools for their children, to send them to schools that are actually succeeding, not pandering. They should have the choice to be able to take their tax dollars and give them to private schools, to charter schools, to homeschooling. What I present is not falsehoods and misconceptions. My little sister is in the Washoe County School District. I know exactly what's happening in these schools. So, if you want to continue on with the same old of what's going on and not have a better education for your child, again, that's up to you. And you have the right to complain about the way I conduct business. But you know what? I'm not going to spend my time, I'm not going to waste my time trying to track these people down and get them on the air when there's an open door, when they just put me off. I'll get back to you. They'll get back to you. We'll book something in the future. I get it all the time in every department, literally. City of Reno, Washoe County Commissioners, Jeannie Herman, only commissioner willing to come on the show. Because they don't want to have it on the record for everybody to go back and track what they've said. And they sure as heck don't want the questions coming from me. But thank you for your email, Julia. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. It's time for you to speak up. Because when officials from the district come on, when officials from the city come on or the county, they're telling you what they want you to know, what they think you need to know. Huh, it's kind of like mainstream media. They give you the facts they think will appease you. But when you actually dig in to the numbers, when you actually dig in to the graduation rates, huh, wow, we have these great graduation rates. Why are they so high? Why do they keep going up? Because they keep lowering the standards of what it takes to graduate. I would rather hear from parents and from teachers than administration. Because the administration is overpaid and overblown. And if you don't believe that, just check out transparentnevada.com. All the salaries, all the benefits, all right there. Superintendent and deputy superintendents making more money in a smaller district than people in Clark County, than people in California. Sometimes you just have to do the research for yourself. I don't ask people to believe everything that I say. I don't want you to believe everything I say. I want you to doubt it and then go do the research for yourself. We have to stop just listening to people and what they say. We have to watch what they do, and we have to do the research on our own. And there are some honest search engines out there, like DuckDuckGo. You got to stop Googling everything, because it is buried. And I am so proud that for as long as I've been saying that, that you need to do the research for yourself, more and more people every day are doing it. But not enough. Last night when I was at this presentation, I let people know that on Nevada Newsmakers, Mark Amaday was on there, Congressman Amaday. And he doesn't believe that there's widespread voter fraud. Well, we're going to address that tomorrow. Because there is widespread voter fraud. If there is one illegal ballot in any county, in every county, just one, there is widespread voter fraud. The problem is, nobody ever likes to admit when they are wrong. That's a problem. That's a problem locally. That's a problem nationally. People can't say, I made a mistake. I can. I made a mistake about the Hellers and their property sale. I admitted it. I apologized. So, what is so hard about that? Well, because there are different things that people need to take accountability for. If you make a mistake and you apologize for it, good for you. Good for having a backbone. But once you apologize, if you turn around and you do it again, and then you do it again, and then you apologize, and then you do it again, that's a problem. Just look at what Governor Cuomo has gotten himself into in New York. Sexual harassment charges, trying to steal the thunder of people dying in nursing homes that didn't have to die. Did you see his apology? Did you just hear it in his voice, how fake he was? People are starting to wake up and challenge elected representatives. And not crazy about Martha Stewart, but in her words, it's a good thing. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this to wrap it up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Tomorrow, we are going to have an expert on with us to address the 90,000 ballots in the largest Nevada county, you know which one that is, those guys down south, sent to the wrong addresses. This is why we cannot have mail-in balloting. It is a free-for-all that we just can't have if we're going to have fair elections, and we need to get rid of the Dominion voting machines. We need to just go back to a hand count ballot. I know it seems draconian in this day and age, but as we have seen all around us, cybersecurity, when it comes to our elections, it's non-existent. They're not secure. And just to leave you with a little bit of good news, 5 people were charged with voter fraud in Illinois. 5 people. A pro tem mayor was charged with voter fraud. People are being charged all across the country. Let's hope it happens here in Nevada as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. Mwah! Love you. Have a great day and learn something new. It's important.